What if I told you that, giving your best vet tech a $1,000 raise actually costs your clinic more money, but somehow puts less actual value in their pocket than, say, paying for their dog's daycare?
Right. It sounds completely backward.
It really does. But welcome to the deep dive. Today we are talking directly to you, the independent veterinary clinic owner. And you already know the landscape is just shifting under your feet right now.
Oh, massively. You're competing for talent in this incredibly demanding field against, well, against these massive corporate-owned clinics.
Exactly. And the mission for today's deep dive is to completely reframe how you look at an employee benefit plan. Like, we need to stop viewing it as just another annoying administrative line item on your P&L statement, right?
Yeah, because those large corporate entities, they're using these robust benefits packages to aggressively poach your top talent. So to survive, you need a strategy. And that's really the focus of our sources today, which include literature from Canada Life, Manulife, and some really targeted structural insights from Next Chapter Wealth and Insurance.
Right. And looking at those sources, it's clear we need to think of a benefits plan as actual healthcare for the clinic itself, like preventative medicine for your business.
Right.
You wouldn't wait for a dog to get heartworm to start treating it, right? So you shouldn't wait for your best tech to burn out before you offer support.
That's a great analogy. And what's fascinating here is how a well-structured plan functions as this highly tax-efficient compensation strategy. It's really about delivering more net value to the team, but at a lower after-tax cost to your business.
Yeah, but before we get into the nuts and bolts of what benefits to offer, I think we need to talk about the reality of the clinic floor. Because relying on standard salary alone, it's just a losing battle right now.
It really is. The physical toll on veterinary technicians and assistants is, well, it's extreme. They're doing highly physical, ergonomically terrible work all day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're lifting 80-pound, completely uncooperative dogs onto stainless steel tables.
Right. And holding these awkward static postures while you're trying to restrain a stressed animal for a blood draw or surgical prep, the repetitive strain injuries are just a constant threat.
And that's just the physical stuff. The emotional weight is, honestly, it might be worse. Dealing with fraught client situations, aggressive pets, the compassion fatigue of owners who just can't afford life-saving care.
Yeah, the emotional burnout rate is staggering. And when a staff member inevitably hits a wall and has to take an extended absence, whether it's a bad back or just mental exhaustion, the ripple effect on your clinic's productivity is
You're
instantaneous.
suddenly operating short-staffed.
Exactly. And then the rest of the team has to absorb all that extra physical and emotional labor, which, just accelerates their own burnout.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And the sources really frame a comprehensive benefits plan as a way to interrupt that cycle, giving them access to paramedical services like physio, chiro, massage, plus dedicated mental health care. It keeps your employees actually functioning. Because a healthy staff is literally the engine of your clinic.
Right. Healthy staff equals productive staff. Which brings us to the financial mechanics of this. Next chapter, Wealth refers to this as hidden
I
income.
love that term, hidden income.
Yeah, because if you think about a standard salary increase, it's a bit like carrying water in a leaky bucket. You pour $1,000 in at the top, but then payroll taxes, government pension contributions, they just punch holes right in the sides.
By the time the bucket gets to the employee, what, a third of the water is just gone then?
Exactly. The tax drag is incredibly inefficient. To give an employee $1,000 in real usable value, you have to spend way more than $1,000. The employee loses and your business loses.
Right. But here's where it gets really interesting. The pipes carrying wealth through a benefits plan, they don't leak.
Right? No, they don't.
If you provide $1,000 in health and dental benefits, the employee gets the full untaxed $1,000, and your business still gets to deduct that full amount as a corporate expense.
You're bypassing the tax toll booth entirely. It's completely tax-free to the employee and fully deductible for the owner.
Okay, so we're saying a dollar spent on benefits puts way more value into their life than a standard dollar raise. That is huge.
It is huge. But, and this is a big but, all that tax efficiency means absolutely nothing if the benefits are a nightmare to use.
Oh, yeah, the friction.
Right. Behavioral psychology is a massive factor here. If an exhausted vet tech has to jump through administrative hoops at the end of a 12-hour shift, forget it.
Yeah, no one wants to log in to some clunky web portal from 2005, upload a photo of a $20 physio receipt, and then pre-reimbursement check shows up 3 weeks later.
Exactly. If it's hard to use, they won't use it, which defeats the entire purpose of preventative care. This is where the Canada Life Health Solutions Plus program, they call it HSP, comes in. They use technology to completely change how staff access their care.
And this is my favorite part of the reading. They provide a literal Visa payment card for members.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Instead of paying out of pocket, the tech just swipes this Visa card right at the checkout counter. The API instantly checks their eligibility, makes sure the provider's in-network, checks the balances all in real time.
And it's smart, too. If they're at the pharmacy, the system actually applies their PayDirect drug card first, and then the Visa card only gets charged for whatever the remaining deductible or copay is.
Wow. So it just completely eliminates the out-of-pocket burden. And I assume you can't just use it to buy, like, chips and shampoo at the pharmacy.
Right. No, it filters out non-eligible items automatically. It only covers the actual medical expense.
That frictionless care is amazing for physical ailments.
Yeah.
But accessibility for mental health looks a little different, right? The Manulife Employee and Family Assistance Program, the EFAP, through TELUS Health, tackles this.
Right. And TELUS Health has like 35 years of experience building this specific infrastructure. This isn't just some outsourced generic call center where you leave a message.
Yeah. They have a vetted network offering 24/7, 365 access to mental health practitioners. Phone, video, text, whatever works for the employee.
And what really matters for veterinary staff is the depth of that network. Because standard counseling is great, but they offer specific support for caregiver burnout.
Which is exactly what vet techs are dealing with.
Exactly. Plus access to financial counselors, legal consultations, family care support. When you connect all this, removing the financial friction with a Visa card and providing on-demand mental health access, employees will actually use the preventative care.
Right. They'll deal with the sore back or the spike in anxiety while it's still manageable, instead of waiting until it forces an extended leave of absence.
Exactly. You're keeping them on the floor.
Okay, so reacting to an issue or even preventing a physical breakdown is great. But what about supporting their overall lifestyle before they even feel the stress? This brings us to the lifestyle spending account, the LSA.
Or sometimes called a healthy living account, yeah. And this is where, as an independent owner, you can get incredibly creative.
This isn't for typical stuff like dental cleanings or antibiotics, right?
No, the LSA is a flexible allowance explicitly dedicated to wellness and lifestyle enrichment.
And the details here are just fun. As the owner, you aren't just writing a blank check. You allocate a fixed pool of money, say $500 a year per employee. So your financial liability is capped. But the employee gets total autonomy over how they spend it.
Right. And the eligible expenses are not just gym memberships, though those are included.
Oh, the list in the sources is wild. Running shoes, fitness boot camps, but also pet care expenses. I mean, for a veterinary clinic, paying for your staff's doggy daycare or their own pet's vet bills, that is a massive psychological win.
It creates incredible loyalty. And it covers camping equipment, spa retreats, sports team registrations, like if they play in a local hockey league.
Even indigenous health and wellness practices, right? Like consulting traditional healers, elders, or buying sweetgrass sage, or covering sweat lodge fees.
Yeah, it's incredibly comprehensive. And Manulife Mobile actually integrates all of this with digital health platforms. It connects directly to wearables like Apple Health or Fitbit.
Oh, right. And they gamify it. They reward members with Aeroplan points just for reading about their benefits or doing healthy step challenges. And then they can use those points for flights or hotels.
It's a huge value add for the employee.
Wait, let me pause here because I want to make sure I have the tax mechanics straight on this. Because if I buy my tech's camping gear or pay for their hockey league, how does the tax agency view that? Is it still tax-free like the dental stuff?
Ah, okay. So, no. The LSA is handled differently. Tax authorities categorize standard health and dental as essential, so it's tax-free to the employee. But the LSA covers discretionary lifestyle choices.
Okay.
Because of that, the LSA is a taxable benefit to the employee. If they spend $500 on a tent, that $500 gets added to their taxable income for the year.
Okay, so the employee pays a little bit of income tax on the value of the tent.
Yeah.
But what about the owner? Do I still get to deduct it?
Yes. For you, the business owner, the accounting is identical. It remains a fully deductible business expense. But the real ROI here is the psychological value.
Yeah, I mean, if my boss pays for my spa retreat or my dog's surgery, I'm not leaving that clinic for a corporate competitor who just offers a generic dental plan.
Exactly. It's a massive competitive edge.
Okay, so we've built this amazing flexible package for the staff, but let's pivot to the listener, the clinic owner. Because your risks, your tax liabilities, they're completely different from your staff's needs.
They absolutely are. And a smart benefits plan acknowledges that by creating a two-class system.
Right. A base class for the general employees and a much more comprehensive class for owners and executives.
Exactly.
Now, when I first read about this two-class structure, I'll admit it sounded a little, I don't know, elitist to separate everyone. But then I looked at the medical reimbursement plan, the MRP for the executive class. It's not just a perk, it's literally a corporate tax shield. Am I reading that right?
You're completely right. The MRP is designed to cover the expenses that the base plan limits or just doesn't cover at all. Deductibles, coinsurance, or major treatments. And the crucial part is that these are paid for with pre-tax corporate funds.
The Canada Life source gave this really powerful, specific example, and I want to walk through the math. Let's say you, the owner, have a kid who needs braces. $3,000 for orthodontic treatment.
Right, very standard cost.
And your base employee plan only covers basic dental, not major orthodontics. So without an MRP, you pay that 3 grand out of your own personal pocket.
Which is brutal because assuming a personal tax rate of around 40%, you have to draw roughly $5,000 in gross salary from your business just to take home the $3,000 you need for the braces.
You're bleeding out $2,000 just in personal income tax.
Exactly. It's incredibly inefficient.
But with an MRP for the executive class, the business pays the $3,000 plus a 10% admin fee to Canada Life. So the total bill is $3,150.
Right. And that entire amount is a tax-deductible business expense. So if your corporate tax rate is 22%, the net after-tax cost to the business is only about $2,457.
Oh.
And you personally get the $3,000 for the braces entirely tax-free.
So the business is acting as this super efficient financial shield. You're effectively getting your business to pay for your kids' braces at a massive discount.
You're saving thousands of dollars compared to just pulling more salary.
Okay, but that raises an obvious question. If the tax efficiency is that good, why not just make a single plan that covers 100% of everything for every single employee in the clinic? Why do the two-class thing at all?
That's a great question, but it comes down to plan design sustainability. The next chapter, wealth sources are very clear on this. You should start your base employee coverage at 80%, not 100.
Why 80?
Two reasons. First, it keeps the monthly premium costs manageable for the clinic. If premiums skyrocket, the plan isn't viable long term. Second, it encourages responsible usage.
Ah, skin in the game.
Exactly. If an employee has a 20% copay, they become a mindful consumer. They might ask if a secondary treatment is really necessary, or they might shop around for better paramedical rates. It prevents overutilization.
Got it. So the staff gets a solid, sustainable baseline, and then you, the owner, can use your MRP or a healthcare spending account to sweep up your own 20% out-of-pocket costs, giving yourself that 100% coverage.
Right. And starting the staff at 80% gives you room to grow. You can bump them to 90% in a few years as a retention tool. If you start at 100, you have nowhere to go but down. And taking benefits away is the fastest way to trigger staff turnover.
Man, that's incredibly strategic. Okay, so let's pull all this together for the listener. To survive in this competitive, demanding veterinary market, you need healthy, loyal, productive staff.
Period. And implementing these structures isn't just about being a nice boss. It's a cold, hard, strategic investment. Every pre-tax dollar you put into a frictionless Visa card or an LSA or a mental health network is money you are saving from the massive costs of hiring and training new staff when someone burns out.
Exactly. You protect your wealth with the MRP, and you build fierce loyalty with the wellness perks. Which leaves us with this final thought. If a thoughtfully designed benefits plan really acts as hidden income and is way more valuable than the equivalent dollar amount in salary, are we moving toward a future where a clinic's unique wellness perks, like funding a camping trip or paying for a vet tech's pet care, actually matter more to a new hire than the base salary on the job offer?